أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال تعالى: ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه. We are still in this chapter of yaqeen and tawakkul. To have full conviction on all the commandments of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and to have full trust on Allah tabaraka ta'ala. That is, whatever Allah Ta'ala has revealed in the Quran Sharif, what has come in the Hadith, then all we have our full conviction on that. Like we read our Iman, Aamantu Billahi wa Malaikatihi wa Kutubihi, not only the recitation and the knowing of it, but the full conviction. And we believe in Allah as Allah Ta'ala is. Malaika, all the system of Allah Ta'ala, unseen system. The very first thing that we are told, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. The believers are those who believe in the unseen, what they cannot see. So we are not like atheists or non-believers, that we believe in what we see with our eyes. But a believer is a person that he believes from his heart what Allah Ta'ala has revealed. Though he does not see it happening with his eyes, but he believes with it from his heart. And to have full trust on all the promises of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever Allah has promised, and especially the greatest promise of the Akhirat, full trust on that. No doubts on the life of the Qabr, no doubts in Jannat and Jahannam, the day of Qiyamah. We must have full trust in that. So with regard to that, we read previous ayats. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. And whoever places his trust in Allah, he is sufficient for him. A person who puts his trust, that is full trust on Allah Ta'ala, Allah will suffice for that person. It comes in the hadith, as we will read in front, the birds get in the full trust of Allah Ta'ala, they get up in the morning hungry, and they sleep with a full stomach. No bird goes to sleep hungry. And so if we also had our trust in Allah Ta'ala like that, Allah Ta'ala will also give us rozi like that. The birds do not have any shops, factories, offices that they go to. They are just flying around. Allah has made their rozi. And Allah has made for us also our rozi. Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali says that if our person's rozi is in the middle of a huge rock, right at the bottom of the ocean, but it will come to him. Allah will make it will come to him. And there are enough incidents which clearly show how Allah Ta'ala gives rozi. One Buzurg says that if not a drop of rainwater falls, the earth becomes like copper and steel, and it does not grow one blade of grass. And if I just have to think, where will I get my rozi from, I will become a kafir. Because Allah has promised to give rozi, Allah will give the rozi. So that full trust on Allah Ta'ala, a person who has that, then Allah is sufficient for that person. But this half trust, that we believe, we don't believe, we haven't got yaqeen, etc., just words, just a play of words, etc., on that is not Allah's promise. Though Allah has promised to give rozi, but for when a person makes tawakkul on Allah in any matter, Allah will be sufficient for that person. Yeah, in this worldly matters, if somebody puts his full trust on somebody and you tell him, there is nobody else besides me, you go to your father, a wife goes to the husband, that you only can help me, there is no one, and that person is worth anything, he will go out of his way to do that for that person. And man is in any case limited in all these things. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has got full power. Allah is unlimited in all his powers. So a person who puts his trust on Allah, Allah will never let that person down. Allah will definitely see to that person. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Undoubtedly the believers are those people that when Allah Ta'ala is remembered, Allah is spoken about, then their hearts start trembling. And they fear, the fear of Allah, the greatness of Allah comes into them. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ. And when the ayats of Allah Ta'ala, the ayats of the Quran are recited to them, their iman increases. Their iman becomes more stronger. And the third part which is relevant to this chapter, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they put their full trust only and solely on Allah Ta'ala. That Allah alone is sufficient for us. Allah will see to all our matters. So this is how we have to develop that yaqeen. We have got the words of iman, just like Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. The Bedouins came and they say, we have brought iman. Allah says, don't say you have still brought iman. Iman is still far ahead. Yes, you have submitted, you have entered into the fold of Islam. But this iman, this yaqeen, وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. When iman will enter in your heart, then you will have iman. Just by being born in a Muslim home doesn't mean that iman is in our hearts. We submit, we believe in Islam, we are Muslims. But for yaqeen and that tawakkul on Allah, effort is required. And when we are bombarded and we ourselves are going into all the wrong things, whether it's on our phone, the media, etc., and the negative things of iman, iman doesn't get built with that. Iman gets built with Quran Sharif tilawat, making of namazes, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, the learning about the ayat of the Quran Sharif, etc. This is what builds iman. But we find ourselves very deficient in that and in worldly things. For example, the games on computers. Every game has got Satanism behind it. And not only small children are busy with games, big people also pass their time. Or how much of their time goes on games? So how will yaqeen come when we are involved in those things? Yaqeen will come when we are reading Quran Sharif, we are making our dhikr, we are making our namazes. By that yaqeen will come. And it is not a matter of this dunya's life, but the life matter of our maut, qabr and akhirat. That is the most important, where we will be forever and ever. May Allah give us proper understanding and the great efforts that have been made by ulama to bring this knowledge to us. May we appreciate it and we try and make our iman and yaqeen accordingly and then see the fruit of it, not for us, but even for the non-believers. Even the animals will benefit from it. Everyone in this dunya also. And what to say of the benefit in the akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.